Okay, I will call the December 3, 2025 Select Board meeting to order at 5:58. 5:48. I don't read.
I was going to, okay, I looked at my watch and I'm like, wait, is my watch?
5:48. Okay, any additions, deletions, whatever?
Yes. We have three
things. You
couldn't
type?
Well, no, it's because I didn't think of it until after.
Jeez. You couldn't have added it to the list?
I always forget to add the delinquent tax so that I can update that. And then I forgot to put...
You just want an attaboy. I mean, what?
I forgot to add an update for Darlene Simpson on the house. And then Felicia and I got to talking today, so we added one other thing and...
We'll go to it.
Okay, so the first thing is motions on payroll, which comes also incorporates the first thing. Felicia and I were talking about vacation time. So we were wondering, because it, from what I've learned, is that we had a proposed dollar raise for both of us for the oncoming year. We were wondering if we could trade 50 cents of that dollar for a week of vacation, which actually saves the town 4 cents an hour.
Whoa.
So we would get a 50 cent raise, and then we would get an extra week of vacation. So we'd have 2 weeks of vacation.
Yeah, 2 weeks instead of
when would you earn the 2 weeks normally?
We normally earn our vacation on the first, like everybody gets their sick.
No, after
your 6 years.
When you get elected, your third
second
2 term.
Weeks. We, yeah.
2 weeks and
you get, we'd have to be elected to our third term. So that would be another 3 years from now.
Okay.
And then when we get to elected, I'll say when and if, we get elected to a fourth term, then we'd get 3 weeks then. So that would be like at 9 years.
Okay, gotcha.
So we just thought maybe we could do a trade.
3 days for a week.
Right, it's 21 hours. Because, well, 21 hours for me and 18 hours for Felicia. So it's not a 40-hour week. So I did the calculations, and it comes out to an extra week, and it's 46 cents. An hour for an extra week of vacation.
I don't know if you want to discuss it later, but I make a motion that we go for it. I don't have a problem with it.
All right, so then the full motion should read, we motion for Mark to receive up to 5% for his retirement investment. Felicia and Erica will receive 50 cents an hour raise and an additional 1 week of vacation.
The working hour week.
Correct. Done. Correct.
Okay. Yep. We had a motion. We had a second.
You're like, so moved.
It's called done.
Okay, so that's all set.
Okay.
I didn't think you guys would have a problem with it because we're trading.
No. Except a win.
I was going to say just.
I know, and that's what we're saying.
Don't talk yourselves out.
A win.
So the update on Jason Corby is that all the motions and everything that's been filed between both plaintiff and defendant are with the judge, and the judge has not made any decisions yet. So the update is there's
nothing.
No update.
That's okay. We're still in charge.
So in holding.
In my judgment.
Still in holding. Now, Darlene Simpson, I spoke
to
her.
What's the next one? I'm sorry.
That was the two things.
My ears. No.
We did the motion on payroll.
The next one? The one you want to do next?
Oh, Darlene Simpson. Owns the house beside the town hall.
Yeah.
And we had discussed that I would speak to her.
Yeah. I just couldn't hear it. That's all.
Oh, sorry. She
is a lot of fun.
She is looking to sell it. She doesn't know who she wants to sell it to. She has stuff in there that she needs to get out, so she needs time to do that. And I said, well, that actually works great for us because we need time to make sure that it gets on the warning for town meeting.
Mm-hmm. How much she want for it?
She doesn't know what, she didn't say anything about price, and I didn't offer anything about price.
That includes that abortion in the back, though.
Yeah, it's the whole thing.
Wow.
What is it appraised for?
It's appraised for 86 and some change. Which, I mean, seems like a lot, and of course we don't know what's going on inside, that sort of thing.
Well, from it doesn't what matter, we're going to tear it down anyways, right?
From what
correct.
That
would be the wise thing to do. And there's going to be about five or ten thousand
of stuff.
clean it up.
It'll be, I think it'll be between, because you have to get the electrician in to get it disconnected from LED, with the septic.
Yeah.
I think it's on town water, so you'd have to deal with the water source, the basement, and we'll clean the whole thing. Like, it's,
well, town water company.
I'm finding out a lot about that kind of by accident.
So there, I think it's going to be probably $10,000 to $20,000 to get it down to a parking lot.
I wouldn't argue because things have gone up a lot.
Right. Yeah. So she did question whether we were going to tear it down. I let her know that yes, that would be our intent. So I really don't have her thoughts one way or the other. She really was kind of tight-lipped about it. So I don't know if there wants to be discussion on if we want to actually offer her a price. And then if maybe one of the board members would actually want to speak to her, because you can give more information that I might not be.
Like what?
I don't know.
I don't either.
Well, you could go to a real boss.
Opened a discussion with her.
Right. So she.
Why don't you continue?
Okay. So what we left it at was that I would check back in with her at the end of December.
A third-party realtor and get them to give me an appraisal on it.
Which we could do.
I mean, if it's a third party who's not totally disinterested in that, it puts you at an even conversational level with them, because it's not like you're trying to screw them, and it's not like they're trying to get away with anything.
Right.
So.
Right. That's a good idea. Just get a realtor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Give us an estimate.
Okay.
Do you have a buddy in realty?
We have lots of buddies in realty because they come in all the time.
Right.
We
yeah, but you want somebody who you're reasonably not close to.
Yeah.
Right. So that's the update. Kind of, sort of, not really an update, but
that's
an update.
That's good.
I think that's the path forward, though.
It's moving forward.
Yeah.
Like I said, to go with the realtor. That's a good idea.
See what
you can do.
Yeah. And then the last thing is just delinquent taxes. This is going to sound like a lot, because last month they were only $6,000, but that sounds like the kids.
No, Steve.
Delinquent taxes are down to $60,501.58.
That's not
at this stage. That's pretty good.
That's pretty good, because we had to raise like 1.5 something million.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good.
So we're doing
that's
okay.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it's not even a month into it.
Yeah, I figure usually everybody gets their delinquent notice in December, and those people who just forgot, so we should get a bunch of checks this month, so we'll see.
We had two today.
Yeah. Sure. We'll see how it goes.
Okay.
That's it.
Fair enough. Al, you're up.
Let's see. Where do I got, having a brain dump. We're having good conversations with Fuss and O'Neill. We've tentatively set the dates, and Erica's been kind enough to reserve 13 and 15 January for a local concerns meeting. The title of that is going to scare people, but basically I think it's an where we just invite the town people in to answer questions and find out what they would like to see in the way of a sidewalk project. I'll have more information and a flyer.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the thing that I'm supposed to discuss is I think we want to have you get the Caledonian Record to put that in, and that'll be on our budget. And we will be doing front porch forum and probably all the flyers around town, yada, yada, yada. We'll try and get the word out, because the more people we hear from, the better, obviously.
You should ask Fuss and O'Neill if they have the ability to do like an online survey. Because they could email that to me, and then I could email it out to our notification list in case people don't want to come to the meeting, or they can't come to the meeting. Because I do that a lot, like with VLC.
In other words, they go on the town website, and there'd be a Q&A.
No, literally, it would be a link in the email. I'll send it out, and
it's like
SurveyMonkey or something, and it can just have, and then they can also put there'll be a thing so you could put comments in.
I love it.
That might be a way to get.
The more we get, the better. What I don't want to have happen is we get halfway down the line here, and a bunch of people show up and say, "Well, nobody told us what was going on," and all of that. I had a really good conversation with Nicole, and she kind of gave away something that I had no idea we could get away with, because she said if the traffic counts were low enough, they were thinking about, instead of a bridge, turning the bridge into a one-way section of 122. One what? Lane. One lane.
Yeah.
That would allow a sidewalk in the bridge and a very large.
Then we'd have a stoplight?
No.
I don't agree with that.
Too much traffic through this.
No.
No, there's not that much traffic. That's the whole idea.
There's enough.
We would be putting in a reduced speed limit, and there's an awful lot to say for that. It takes a while to get used to, but it's not uncommon in the state to do that. There are a lot of places that they've already found out that that's been done for about the same reason, that they needed to get a sidewalk in and they had no place to put a bridge, so they put a one-lane bridge in.
All right, well, we'll see what that comes out. Let's keep an open mind for now.
And we have that problem with the monitor. Mm. I brought that up to Co and Co when they were designing the project.
Start the whole thing. For the PSD grant, there needs to be a monitor in the smokestack for the boiler system.
Right.
And we had discussed it with James, and I thought that we had gotten a change order to get that installed, but it has not been installed.
And you talked about it at a past...
Did we not get a change order on it?
No.
We must not have. And
somehow, I guess it slipped through the cracks.
So we have contacted James to figure out whether we should do a change order or if we should just call NATO and be like,
The estimate for this is roughly $2,000 and change, because the device is $300 and there's the installation and it needs a Wi-Fi connection.
And of course, we have plenty of Wi-Fi over there.
We're giving away Wi-Fi.
But the project's not done until that's installed.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're waiting for James just to get back to us on that. whichever way is easier.
That sounds like a blessing for you to deal with it
and get it done quickly.
It just reminds me. As far as I know, they're not done with the array yet, but they should be awfully close.
Okay.
And I had put to them, this is the solar array.
Oh.
I told them that we would consider that acceptable when we heard from VEC that it was online.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't heard anything yet, so. And they haven't billed you yet.
We haven't been billed, and I haven't heard anything yet either.
Good shape.
So the only other update I have for Planning Commission projects is we have all the signs for the park and ride. And now it's just going to be when the highway department has time to put them in. It would just be when they have time to put them in.
That'll be good. Very good.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, she harasses me as much as she harasses you. So this is Tina Bowl.
Yeah. Well, obviously it's her job. She has to make sure we get it done. So
The new one is Ashley... Ashley. She's the V-Trans sidewalk. Ashley Andrews?
Maybe?
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Oh, good. Okay.
Anyway.
But that's... What do you got?
Well, I will say I did attend the regional meeting up in Newport that Vermont League of Cities and Towns put together for select board members. Mm-hmm. It was pretty decent coverage there. I think there was probably about 15 different municipalities represented. And having listened to a lot of the problems in a lot of other towns, I feel like we are in an amazing position right now between having the investment accounts, having a board that can agree upon things and work together, and people that we trust in our higher
employee, if you will.
So it's been a...
That's cool.
Yeah. So, yeah, listening to the other towns, I would, going forward, put out the recommendation. They're supposed to be setting out the minutes. I'm going to respond to them that I think this would be great if we could do it quarterly or even, at least twice a year, because it's a great way to bring up some thoughts and questions about what might be going on in town versus what might be going on somewhere else that hadn't dealt with it.
If you read the various, I call them newspapers, emails, whatever, towns do have problems.
And a lot of township problems.
A lot of townships. Just a terrible. I get the Vermont Chronicle out of.
The Chronicle, yeah.
Yeah.
The Barton up there, yeah.
And no.
Oh, Vermont Daily.
Vermont Daily Chronicle, whatever it is. It's out of Montpelier.
Mm-hmm.
And that automatically got me the Burlington Free Press.
Well, that's no great shakes. Oh, that's a horrible paper.
Oh, yeah, it's horrible. But you know, when you start, some of the stuff they got in there is truly abominable. Mm-hmm. I mean, the
You mean the letters?
No, just the articles.
It's garbage. It's all. What's the name of the Gannett? Yeah. They're just Gannett.
No, quite.
Nice pieces. You know, it's just garbage.
You know, so.
I mean, that paper used to be that thick 5 years ago, and now it's like.
No, it's a couple of pages of crap.
Mm-hmm.
But it's interesting that I get it. I can't bring myself to unsubscribe. Only because I
really, because I just need to know.
If you want to know what's going on, you got to get 7 days every week.
But what really bothers me is that we are spending our tax dollars on Vermont State Police patrols.
Oh, Burlington,
In downtown Burlington. Foot patrols. I mean,
what I thought was telling was that this round ends New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, so we want it just
to make
it...
In other words, it's going to blow up on New Year's Eve.
Well, no, my thought is you just want to make it safe so people go there and spend money at the stores.
Right.
And then once Christmas is over,
then
we're not going to worry about it
anymore. All the trolls come out of the woodwork and they...
And really only for the hours people are going to be shopping, because it's only until 8 p.m. Not when all the problems occur.
Right.
So,
good point.
It's terrible. So anyway,
but yes, that's a good idea.
I don't know if everybody saw, but Governor Scott put out that there's probably going to be a 12% increase in the homestead rate.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's bad. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's really bad.
Yeah. So we can continue to be, well, actually we're number two. The second, we spend the second highest amount of money per student public education in the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, second highest, almost $29,000 per student per year.
And ludicrous.
Mississippi has better results.
Oh yeah, that was in the 7 days.
Yeah. Than we do.
They spend like 14 and change, and their scores are a lot better.
Yeah,
and they spend 11 grand.
Yeah,
and we spend 29.
Yeah.
And this legislative committee went out and absolutely blew off the legislature. It's like, we don't really want to do what you told us to do. We're just going to have a group hug and go home.
Yeah.
It's like, what a bunch of bullshit.
It's terrible.
I went to a central school in New York, Lewiston Porter. It was the entire northwestern corner of New York, 10 or 20 towns and three or four counties. Great school. Got a great education. That's what they want to do in the state.
I tell you.
Go for it.
I tell you, as soon as they... My dad was a high school teacher, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And when the unions came in, he refused to join. And he said, this will kill public education.
Mm-hmm.
And this, I went a long time ago. Joe Kennedy. Joe, Ambassador Joe Kennedy, father of... JFK, RFK, all that stuff, made his kids go to public high school and public school. Because he said, that's where you're going to get a decent education and where you're going to meet people and find out how the world works.
Yeah.
He wouldn't do that today.
No.
He definitely would not do that today.
Mm.
It's a disaster.
Which is why we all homeschool our kids.
Well, that's right. And that's why homeschooling has gone way up.
Yep.
Article, again, this week, Mr. Boyer, the Southern California, California State University, UCLA.
USC?
The one in San Diego.
Oh,
UCSD.
Yeah.
It's part of that whole system. 30% of the people who are arriving there cannot do simple math.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that.
Simple. I mean, nothing.
I don't think that's the only place it's true.
No.
I think it's endemic around the United States. They can't fractions, they can't balance a checkbook, they can't do basic math.
And it's crazy about the checkbook, because literally on the back of your check statement, it gives you, it literally is like, put the beginning balance here.
Yeah, right.
Put what hasn't cleared the bank right. on these lines.
Yeah, that
has, add and subtract, and this number should be the same as this number.
That's it.
I mean, they break it down.
They Dick and Jane it, and, you know. But it is. It's
scary.
The state of education is terrible, and this state is among the worst.
But there's even simple things, like the amount of people I know that are like in their 20s and 30s and they can't address an envelope. Like, they don't know where the addresses and the stamp go.
That's an awful right. lot of people that can't right. write a sentence
right.
structure at all.
Yeah.
I mean, right. I mean, it's... I was never a great writer, but I could do this kind of stuff.
I'm not a great writer, but of course, when I got to math and science, I could do no wrong. So, like, yeah. I'm very...
Anyway, this state is a mess,
yeah.
and it
yeah.
ain't going to get better.
Not the way they're going.
The way they're going. Until there's a monumental shift, they're not going to get better. Anyway, anybody have anything else for the meeting tonight?
I felt like there was something I was going to say, and I don't remember.
Well, that's good.
I will second. I couldn't get it out.
Motion to adjourn.
Done.
A second.
Yeah. 6:10.
That meeting was 22 minutes.
Yeah, well, we're going in.
But that's because we went into
chit-chat.
That's because I was here and I talk a lot.
Turn it off.